Okay, let's see. What's it say? It says over here it's not time for another break. So let's go on then to Barbara, who's calling us from Orting.
Hi there. Glad to talk with you again.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
can't
Go right
hear you.
ahead. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay, anyway, I recently had some blood work done, and they happened to mention that my blood cells were large. What does that mean?
Well, for whatever reason, if we don't get, this is red blood cells, I assume, because they usually don't notice that in the white cells. Whatever
Yeah.
reason, if we happen to be low on vitamin B12, ma'am, the red blood cells get big. Now, nobody knows why. You'd think they get smaller for because of a lack of something,
Oh.
but it's not the case. It's the vitamin B12. So if the red blood cells are big and nobody told you that you should be using vitamin B12, somebody really blew it, because they teach that one in regular medical schools, not just in natural medicine schools.
Well, I know. I mean, I take quite a few vitamins, but I understand that the vitamin B12 doesn't really hang in your body. So they say that, internal shot of B12 is what I've heard recommended.
Well, here's the reason for that, ma'am. When we get to be past 50, we have an increasing risk that our stomachs are no longer going to make the factor called intrinsic factor that is totally necessary for vitamin B12 to be absorbed. Now, it's just a part of the inevitable, proven by Mayo Clinic in 1932, no less, decline in the stomach's capability of making acid, because the same cells that make acid make this vitamin B12 absorption factor, and if they don't make the one, they don't make the other, so we can swallow all the B12 we want to, and it'll just help in the sewage treatment plant, but it will not do anything for us. That's why the most popular injection out there in all the retirement homes is B12 by injection, because when it's injected, it gets around the problem of the stomach not making the combining factor. So you're quite right, ma'am. You might be wanting to check in with your doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get a series of B12 shots. But here's something interesting. You don't have to wait for another blood test to see if your blood cells are smaller, which they will be, by the way, ma'am. B12 always gets them smaller if they're too big. It gets them to the right size, I should say. Anyway, but the other thing is, most everybody, it's over 90%, who have those big blood cells, when they get the B12 shots, they say, "Oh, I feel a little better here. I got a little more energy. I'm thinking a little better." All those things. So most of the time, people are taught how to give it to themselves because those shots are so safe. The only way you could hurt yourself with it is to fill your bathtub with liquid B12 and drown. And nobody's going to do that. Still there,
My
ma'am?
goodness. I was just going to say that I am taking the betaine HCL with pepsin with my meals and my vitamins.
Well, then for certain, the B12 shots need to be added, ma'am. I'm sorry,
Yeah.
but when we get older, we need more maintenance. It's just the way it goes. It's just like houses. And so
Just like
if you're taking,
cars.
there, that too, yes. So if you're taking the betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, you need to talk to your doctor about a trial of vitamin B12 shots. They show you how to give them to yourself, and then you take them every day for a week. How do I feel at the end of that week? That's the way I want to continue feeling. Okay, then you go to every other day. Did I feel as good as the first week? Yes, I did. So I guess every other day will be fine. But how about every third day? So what I'm saying is you continue to taper until you don't feel as good as you did the first week you took them every day. And then you go
I
back
see.
up the scale to where you feel as good. That's called the human body test for B12, ma'am. And this so-called serum vitamin B12, I do not believe in them just simply because there's so many people out there that are B12 insufficient. And yet, when people who are researchers gather data on, let's say, 3,000 people to get you a range of normal, do they check to see if those people are over 50 and are making the B12 absorption factor? Of course they don't. So anyway, I like the body test because it can't hurt. That's number one. And number two, our
Yeah.
bodies will tell us how much we need.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I think your program's been very interesting on the blood and the Alzheimer's subject.
Okay, well, good. Thank you.
We'll talk at you later. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, and thanks for helping get the word out about what big red blood cells mean. We're getting the word out to everybody about all this stuff. Thanks for your help.